Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we have Doug Thornton with us. He is the host of the American Vindicta Show, and we're coming to you from our studios, the Common Sense Show, the Noble Gold Studios, and that's who sponsors us. And ladies and gentlemen, 63 banks near failure, according to Jerome Powell, but you don't have a right to know what they are because they don't want you to exercise the right to take your money out of the bank. You need to treat all banks as if they're failing because most of them will before we're done with this. And that means you need to diversify, diversify, diversify. They can take your retirement and anything else because of the Dodd-Frank law of 2010 that's declared you to be an unsecured creditor. So I'm going to tell you right now, you can let Noble Gold help you, or you can have a 1929 moment and lose everything. I chose 6.5 years ago not to be a victim, and Noble Gold's the best there is at doing this. I love Noble Gold, and I feel they have really given me peace of mind. So I'm going to direct you to our website, DaveHodgesGold.com. Fill out two lines. You'll get an immediate electronic packet, simply worded, and we'll tell you exactly what they do with the number to call Noble Gold. DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you, anytime you deal in investments, there's an inherent risk. We agree with that. And they also say future expectations can't be based on past performance. We agree with giving that warning too. However, there ain't warning that the banks can steal your money. And that's what this is. The Dodd-Frank law is nothing but theft. So, DaveHodgesGold.com. Doug is he's sponsoring an event on teaching you how to stay alive. And I would strongly suggest you listen to what he's going to say here. Doug, what do you got for us with what you do with your program of training self-defense?
So what we do at Vindicta Solutions, and that's www.vindictasolutions.com. What we do is we teach people how to use firearms in a deadly force encounter or putting you into a scenario like that. We're a scenario-based training company, so we provide you different views of how to use force and also how not to use force, how to escalate, how to de-escalate, how to use situational awareness, how to use distance, how to work around corners and doors. So it's close quarters battle in its mindset. And what we do is we give you the ability to practice what will happen if I come across a person who's trying to break into my home. I'm giving you that ability to practice that in our shoot house. We use simunition rounds and airsoft rounds, so it does hurt a little bit, but the pain is a good trainer. So if you're interested, please go to www.vindictasolutions.com, and you can see what we're going and doing. And also, okay, we have a YouTube page now, which is Vindicta Solutions on YouTube.
Now, I've heard such great things about it. I know you train at the late Bob Griswold's place at Ready Made Resources and other locations too, but I've heard such great things about what you do. Bob used to brag about it like crazy. So I would really encourage people to look into that. We got a number of topics that we're going to talk to you about today, and we're going to try to squeeze them all in into one small show. We're going to look at Ukraine and the dangerous weapons Biden is unleashing on Russia through Ukraine. This is war declared by Biden, no question. We're going to take a look at Julian Assange and what happened there. More Americans are in danger of starving to death. We've got the numbers. And then if we have time, we're going to get to, we now have mortality rates in Lancet magazine online version for what the jab has done to America. This is absolutely phenomenal research, peer reviewed. Doug, let's start with what you know about Ukraine and what I'm labeling as missile delivered cluster bombs. I mean, that's technically how it works. I know you have a different name for it. Tell us what's going on there and why this is bad for America, everybody, if we don't want a war.
Okay, so what recently happened just a few days ago is in Sevastopol, along a beach during the day while beachgoers are out on the beach, for whatever reason, Ukraine launched ATACMS missiles, which are a series of missiles that is created by the United States with a mobile missile-based launching system that we gave or sold over to Ukraine. And they used five of these to attack a beach where civilians are. So from what we know, four of the five were shot down. One made it through. And if within its warhead is cluster munitions. And I've watched many videos I've seen too many people hurt or die, and you can hear the cluster munitions pop, 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 pow, all hitting at one time. And so three kids were killed, two adults were killed, and over 100 wounded. And from what the news over there is saying is that the most amount of victims were actually children. So yeah, this was an unprovoked attack.
I want to ask a question about the technology.
We consider this a terrorist attack.
Doug, answer this question about the technology. Are they smart weapons that they can be directed until the final moment of impact?
I'm not too sure on the particulars, but I mean, that's almost every missile now. It's not a fire forget line of sight. I mean, it's being targeted. So the ATACMS missile strike in Sevastopol was coordinated by an American RQ-4 Bravo Global Hawk reconnaissance drone. And the drone is currently located 200 kilometers south of Yalta before the arrival of the ATACMS hit Sevastopol. This RQ-4 Bravo was turned off on the radar transponder, but before that, it was being monitored of doing circles around the area of Sevastopol.
So it's being directed.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my point. This is my point for asking. Okay.
And that's American.
It's bad enough that Biden would be using American weapons to go into Russia to destroy their military targets, because it effectively, since an American weapon given to Ukraine, we're complicit. It's like I give you the gun to shoot somebody. Okay. Now, here's what really concerns me. This is a human rights violation. This is a war crime. They deliberately targeted vacationers at the beach and killing children. This is a war crime, folks. I mean, when I did something on Rumble where I talked about the 8 stages of genocide and where America is at with this, according to Gregory Stanton. And this is, if we don't think the Democrats and the left aren't going to do genocide to us in MAGA or conservatives, you're not paying attention. Doug, weren't you just really pissed off when you saw that kids were being killed?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at
all.
That's
not a military target.
No, it's not. And I want to read to you also what was sent out by the ambassador. So the ambassador was called up after this, this is not good. So I want to read this to you guys. Let me see. All right. On the summons to the Russian Foreign Ministry of the U.S. Ambassador to Moscow, L. Tracy. And this is a media release from yesterday. During a conversation at the Russian Foreign Ministry on June 24th with the summoned head of the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia, L. Tracy, she made a demarche in connection with the new bloody crime of the Kiev regime sponsored and armed by Washington, which launched a targeted missile strike on the civilian population of Sevastopol, accompanied by numerous casualties, including children. It is emphasized that the United States, which is waging a hybrid war against Russia, and we've talked about hybrid wars actually on this show, but a hybrid war against Russia, it has actually become a party to the conflict, supplying the Ukrainian armed forces with the most modern weapons, including ATACMS missiles, with cluster warheads used against the residents of Sevastopol, whose targeting and introduction of flight missions are carried out by American military specialists, bear equal responsibility for this atrocity with the Kiev regime. The ambassador was told that such actions by Washington aimed at encouraging the pro-Nazi authorities of Ukraine to continue hostilities until the last Ukrainian by issuing permission to strike deep into Russian territory would not go unpunished. Retaliatory measures will certainly follow.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the Ukrainians that fired the weapons that they're just executing a reign of terror is what they're doing. You know what this reminds me of? The Dresden firebombings in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this puts me in the mind of, deliberately killing civilians.
So let's talk about the hybrid war real quick. This is a proxy war. That's like the way wars are waged now. They're proxy wars. Even Putin was saying, hey, what happens if we start funding all of our proxies and they start attacking you? We didn't do it. They did it, not us. But they're going to use all of our equipment.
Yeah,
that's kind of what's happening right now. So Russia is a very tight, well interconnected society. I'm not a Russian expert, but I studied Russia for a while. I spoke a little bit of Russian for a while. And I always thought it was intriguing how tight-knit the Soviet Union was. Because if you want to know your enemy, you got to actually study your enemy. And so Dagestan, this recent terror attack in Dagestan has now, I would say it's shining a light on some of the things that Scott Ritter said, former Marine, he was worked for NATO. This whole mention of hybrid war, let's talk about this. All right. Proxy militaries are getting First Nation militaries equipment. We go and teach them how to use it. And then we give you aerial surveillance. We give you satellite surveillance. We are monitoring stuff. So we're collecting your intel. We're also providing ECM, electronic countermeasures, and jamming measures. We're providing the ISAT satellites. We're now logistically hauling all of your equipment all the way to end user. All you need to do is get on the field, push the button, or pull the trigger, right? So now the next step in this hybrid war is the close, tight-knit community that is Russia and its other neighbors like Dagestan are now starting to get divided. And we kind of saw this happening, but now it's happening. So there was recently a Islamic terror attack in Dagestan that lasted for 2 days. I believe five police officers were killed until eventually these two guys were killed. And the guy, the two brothers, the guy's father works for the Russian political system, and he's recently stepped down. So what it appears to be, and Scott Ritter is kind of warning about this, is that he says to engender a split between the Muslim and non-Muslim segments of the Russian society. And that's kind of what they're trying to do. So they want to, it appears whoever is doing this wants to engage in a criminal action, which is terrorism. They want to fund terrorism from a certain community in Russia and hope that it will make more of these type of Islamic extremist attacks. We have copycat killers. You have people who are emboldened by these attacks. The Muslim society and the Christian society in Russia have always been pretty close, pretty well behaved, and not very many problems. And when there were Islamic terror attacks, it was silenced very quickly by Russia. Russia don't play around. Russia will drive a tank through your house. I've seen so many videos of Russian police literally driving tanks into houses. And once the tank gets into the house, boom, then they fire the main gun and explode the whole house. Russia does not play. They're not coming with a warrant to arrest you. They're coming to kill you. And there's Muslims and Christians on police forces in their militaries. Chechnya is one of their biggest supporters, biggest allies, and they're, of course, fighting in Ukraine. So it would appear whoever the forces are that's doing this wants to try and cause a splinter cell in between these two groups. So these two groups will, what, fight each other? They'll be suspicious of one another. There has never been a coordinated series of Islamic terror attacks in Russia. Not anything like what's happened in the UK, not anything like what's happened in Scandinavia, or more especially here in the United States. So if we start to see that, you can probably bet that there's some three-letter agencies and intel agencies who are involved in that. And I think we're going to see that. They're going to cause problem in Russia. Remember, we said this a long time ago, Dave. And then you had politicians like Lindsey Graham, who, after we would talk about this, is almost like if he listens to us, came out and said what we said. The goal is to get Putin to either step down or for someone within the society of Russia to assassinate Putin or to cause a rebellion and make Russia go into a frenzied civil war, like what's kind of happening here in the United States soon. And it's to destabilize Russia. The whole goal is to destabilize Russia so that we can get into Russia, control it, disarm them, and take all of their resources. I mean, that's the goal, right? So what say you?
No, I totally agree with you. The goal is to get a war. Some people feel, though, Doug, a little different scenario, that Russia isn't woke. Most Americans aren't woke, so they need Russia and allies to destroy America, but weaken themselves so they can be destroyed by China, and China becomes the world policeman for the UN and related bodies. That's one scenario I've heard a lot. To me, it makes sense. I'm not really sure, but one thing I am sure about, what you just said, the idea of provoking a war between America and Russia is definitely underway right now, and it actually has been since 2014. We tried to entice Russia to attack in 2014 with the stuff we were doing.
We've done enough that would warrant an attack. If it was Russia doing this to the United States, we would have already attacked in 2014. So the fact that Russia has not done it says a few things. One thing it says is they really don't want to fight the United States, which I could completely understand. Who actually wants to fight the United States? We have demonstrated and practiced the ability to destroy nations. And we have demonstrated our willingness to do it. So before you pick a fight with the United States, you got to make sure that you can actually win, because we will win if you come and pick a fight with us. That's just our mindset. But I think reaching way deep into Russia and attacking their early nuclear warning systems, that's a huge red flag. This now attack in Sevastopol, what could be potentially controlled opposition, and I don't know. Sky's the limit on what happened with these two brothers, how it is they got spun up. But
No.
something's happening in Russia that is not good. It's well coordinated from multinations, to include killing their currency. And eventually, Putin's going to say, we can't do this no more. And either they and their allies will invade, attack, however they repel NATO and the United States, or it could go to the worst case scenario, which is the nuclear war.
I think that's his last option. And I still think he's waiting to see what happens politically with Trump, feeling he can deal with Trump and he knows what Biden's about. Let's shift gears and go to Julian Assange. We've got good news on that front. How do you view the Julian Assange deal that was reached yesterday?
Well, I don't know the full details. I don't know if anyone does the full details of what he did to reach that deal. I'm happy to see him out and in a free man, kind of a free man. But I fear for him. I fear for him because that's a man with a lot of head knowledge. He's done a lot of damage to the New World Order and to the American government. And somebody's still going to be out for blood for him. So I got to pray for that man that he stays safe, because, and I don't know if he's got dead man switches anywhere, but I mean, I would be scared to death if I was Julian Assange. I'd be happy. I'd be scared to death because you know who wants that man dead. And unless he gets somehow into Russia where he can't be extradited and he can be, somewhat protected, there's no safe place for him. Australia is definitely ain't
You're right
safe.
on the money, but here's the deal. I agree with you. The CIA wants revenge on Assange. Now, I was told, and I think I read this too, he's going to go to Australia, which is his original country. CIA is going to track him down. There's no question. Julian Assange will die in an accident.
He'll
It's
drive
that.
into an
You know what
exploder.
he's guilty of, Doug? He's guilty of committing journalism. He published the wrongdoings of this government, which has gone totally criminal, and they want him dead because of it. This is mafia type stuff that we're doing.
It's Watergate, but with way more assets. I mean, it's definitely it's definitely interesting because what about Edward Snowden? Does he get a free pass? What about what's his name who went through this transgender surgery? Does he get a free pass?
Chelsea, whatever.
Manning. I ain't gonna say Chelsea, but Manning, Yeah. Sorry, I'm a sane person. I'm not an
Next
insane
coach in the
person.
WNBA. Anyway,
Yeah.
I'd say this, Doug. If I'm sure those conditions are released, you can't be on the internet and say the things you were saying, can't talk about X, Y, and Z. I'm sure there's
Maybe it's.
limitations, and I'm sure he can't travel to belligerent countries like Russia. But if I were him, I'd be flying into China and then I'd be flying to Russia and said, Putin, I want the same thing that you gave Snowden.
Yeah, and maybe that's part of the agreement. You're just going to go away and live the rest of your life, and you're going to shut up and be happy.
That's not
And
the way of the CIA.
you're going to be followed.
CIA is not just killing him for preventative reasons. It's a vindictive organization. They want to kill him because he's been a pain.
What's the guy that was killed in DC?
You mean the
They had
DC madam?
No, the guy that was part of Hillary's debacle
Oh,
in
Vince
DC.
Foster.
Yeah, I remember how he died.
Oh yeah, he committed suicide with the wrong hand, and his glasses were fully intact on his face when they found him after he shot himself in the head. I could go on and on about what was wrong with that. He was looking into two things. This is really interesting, and I don't know which one is right. But Bill Clinton loved John Kennedy, and he wanted to know who killed him. And I know he told Vince Foster to go find what you can find. And the other thing that he wanted to know about, what's the truth about UFOs? I suspect what got him killed was the Kennedy deal. I think he probably started finding things in the wrong places. Doug, I'll tell you, my removal from YouTube, the only thing that violated it potentially, I don't know, but I was on the CIA's case about releasing their files because they're 5 years overdue. No, they're 7 years overdue. And they won't release them. And I said, you got nothing to hide, release it. The CIA is still highly protective of these files they will not release. So that's the Julian Assange thing.
Well, Trump said that if he got reelected, that he would completely expose everything that he knew about Kennedy. And RFK actually said that he hoped that that would happen too.
Isn't it funny that RFK is not included in the debates?
Well, RFK also doesn't have Secret Service.
Yeah, I was going to mention that next.
So,
You're exactly right. Yeah, they want him dead. The reason they
look,
want him
it's not.
dead is they make it harder for the Democrats to cheat because he'll siphon off more Democratic votes than he will Republican,
That's
and
right.
that makes it, and they want him dead for that reason. They want to kill him.
Well, personally speaking, you have this problem where you have two wings attached to the same dirty bird, all right? In this controlled opposition, Trump's controlled opposition, Biden's controlled opposition. Even though Trump is a loudmouth, a loose cannon, the controlling aspect is what the courts are doing to him, all right? And they can string him along on a leash for as long as they want. And no matter what, it appears to be that whatever Trump is doing, they're gearing up to take advantage of that, and they need time to gear up.
Yeah.
But Biden is a melting ice cream. So you've got to do something with this man. He's literally coming undone from every angle, and he's made us a laughing stock. I mean, I was reading Ezekiel 22 and about how Israel was made into a laughing stock of the world. That is literally what has happened to us. Did you see just recently the White House press secretary was replaced by a man in a dress with long hair and a beard, speaking femininely, taking questions? We have become
You mean John
literally.
Pierre is gone? I didn't know that.
No, this was like a stunt for them for Pride Day. This was
Okay.
for Pride Day,
Okay. I
okay?
got it. All right.
America, we're about to get something biblically happening to us if we do not stop what we're doing. And I don't see it stopping. I don't see that happening. But if the rest of the country said we're not doing your Pride Day stuff, if the rest of the country said we're not doing your transgendering kids stuff, and these experimental surgeries, and drugs, if we're not doing the rest of this crap, we're not doing it no more. And DC was the only one who maintained it. I wouldn't be shocked if DC was the only place nuked. That's how God's judgment works.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I advocate exactly what you're saying, but there's another reality. Let me tell you about a story I ran recently on Rumble. I played a video, and Stephen Reischer, the Maricopa County election leader, he's the county clerk and recorder, he's responsible in large part for 60% of the voting machines in Maricopa County in Republican districts to go down and disenfranchise 150 to 200,000 people in Arizona, leading cartel Billy to get into the Secretary of State, transgender supporting cut the kids' genitals off Katie Hobbs to be the governor, and communist Chris Mayes, he's going after and prosecuting alternative electors, which is prescribed by law with the Electoral College, and she's charging them with felonies. They none of them would have got elected without the cheating. It was the GOP. Listen to this. Reischer's GOP. He was partnering with Bill Gates, county supervisor, with a PAC against Carrie Lake and other America First candidates. They're GOP. Now, the GOP stole the election more in 2022 than the Democrats did. In Georgia, this just came out. This guy named Favorito, done great work. Has an organization that went around and he wanted to validate the audit. So he said, I want to see the records, the videographed records that are created, impressions created when you vote. 1.7 million of these backup records are destroyed. They can't do an audit in Georgia. There were 400,000, no, almost 800,000 votes between Cobb County and Fulton County that end up disappearing. And this man said this, the GOP is just as guilty as the Democrats. In fact, going back to Arizona for a second, Carrie Lake's running for the Senate right now. And about 4 months ago, on tape, she's offered a bribe by the head of the Arizona GOP not to run for office to let Ruben Gallegos, who's farther to the left than Fidel Castro, assume the position without opposition. Doug, there is no Republican Party. Going back to this nationwide, there's a few holdouts like Josh Hawley and Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I don't think there's 20 people worth returning to office. I don't think there's 20. We have a mess, and that's what your comment to me triggered what I just said. And you said people rising up. Okay, there's no one in government that's going to take over. This is why I did the toss them all movement that fell on its face. Unelect all but a select few of people in the Congress and the Senate in the Republican primaries. Get Joe the plumber or the third guy listed in the phone book to run. You'd be better off. And then we put everything behind defeating the Democrats. And I said, getting all new people in there is the only way to go. And that fell spectacularly on its face. And people expect to win an election when the GOP is just about as dirty as the Democrats. It's not going to matter. It's a matter of degree. The Democrats are closer to doing anything to you to get power. The Republicans are right behind them. But there really is effectively no difference, Doug. I don't know that standing up in mass is going to do this. And unless we have a spiritual revival in this country and we have supernatural intervention from God, instead of acting like Sodom and Gomorrah, we need to repent and have a revival like Nineveh did. Unless we have something like that, we are headed towards the eight stages of genocide. We will see mass exterminations in this country, and it's already underway. You look at the food. In fact, let me bring this up, Doug. Lancet magazine, they received a study that was well done from reputable researchers. They went and they randomly picked 350 autopsies. They wanted to know what the major cause of death was. They found that 75% of the deaths were directly related to the COVID vaccine. 75%. random. This is all random. These are professional researchers that had gone through the peer review process. Lancet, which is was a well-respected academic magazine with peer review, and everybody wants to be published in it, they wouldn't publish this study. Well, scientists rose up and said, why? This is good research. We've reviewed it. It's really well done. You just don't like the content. So Lancet buckled a little bit, and they put the research in their online format. They refused to put it into the journal itself that goes out to academic universities for review and citing. So they only put it online because they've gone woke. But here's the thing. 75% of deaths randomly surveyed by professional researchers and peer review say these deaths are due mostly to COVID. And what's interesting, Doug, is our lifespan in America since the advent of the lockdowns has gone from 79 to 76. These two factors are correlated. They want us dead. I'm telling you, Doug, I look at the world today through the lens of depopulation. What moron wants a nuclear war? What moron thinks someone's going to win with a nuclear war? You're not. You know, Einstein said it best. I don't know the weapons of World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. These people are satanic, they're evil, and they're stupid.
Well, this is all guided by the hand of the evil one.
That's right. That's right. This is satanic.
Once again, this is the connection, like I was telling you yesterday or the day before, the connection between black magic and black ops, dark technology and dark evil intentions from the occult. And it's hard to divide the two anymore.
No, I agree. There's something in the Bible here, and I'm looking it up right now. John 12:31 confirms Satan rules. He'll eventually be cast out, of course. Ephesians 2:2 confirms that Satan's influence over the world and its systems. And then Jesus in Luke 4:1-7, 40 days led by the devil, he fasted. And the devil showed that he controlled all nations but one. He offered the kingdoms of the earth to Jesus, and Jesus said no. And he also knew about the fasting. He said, "I'll turn this stone into bread." And Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone." But the reality is this: Michael the archangel protects Israel. In the early parts of the Bible, I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:4. It's where the prince of Persia, which is Iran, and the prince of Greece, they're controlled by Satan. They're demons. Archangel Michael protects Israel, not the Israeli government of today. That's not the Israel we're talking about. But when you go through the Bible, it's really clear, Doug, this is who's running the planet. So, I mean, and in fact, you want to see evil? I'll say this and then I'll take a breath. What kind of person or entity would advocate telling Tammy and Tommy when they're 6 years old, you may flip roles one day. You might be the boy, you might be the girl. And then when they're 9, they get puberty blockers. And then when they're 12, they get their genitals cut off. Who does this? Seriously, who does this crap?
Well, a wicked government does that, and that's the same wicked government that tells you by the time you're 18 and 21 that you shouldn't be able to own a pistol or rifle because we can't trust you. But we can trust the toddler to tell us what sex they want and to be, you know, surgically. I'm telling you, I'm losing a lot of hope in this government and our way of life, and I turn more and more to Christ every day. As we all should be. And I seek more answers in the Bible, and I stop seeking answers in political means and asking whys. And I think it's just best that we just keep pointing out the sins of the leaders, the sins of the nation, and asking for a just and righteous God to spare us with his mercy to spare us and to judge righteously. Other than that, it's like, you know, awakening the people who are new to us, that are new Christians, that are coming from the left, that are coming from Republicans and Democrats, when they hear us, our detractors, when they hear us, you know, you guys can believe whatever you want. You can believe Biden's your savior, Trump's your savior, that the U.S. American government is your savior. You can believe whatever you want. But the Bible will show truth in its word, as God has always done, that with much sin, with much innocent blood, it cries out to God, and God will avenge it. God will avenge his own name. And we have scorned so much precious time, so much precious moments here in America where we probably should have been destroyed. Our economy should have been destroyed. Our people should have been wiped out by famine and plague. And it hasn't happened. It seems like we have had a very well-protected hand over our nation, and the people of the nation knew it. Washington dedicated this country to God. Even if he was a Mason, he still did it. And there's always been problems, even from the forefathers to the current right now, of occultism and secret societies. And that has plagued America and our government system. But the thing that's plagued even more of our country, Dave, is the amount of people who care less about preparing, about learning how to do stuff with their hands anymore, learning how to fix stuff anymore, about stocking up on food, about having other assets besides just the dollar bill and coins, about how to defend yourself, how to stay in good shape, how to work hard, how to network with people, keep up good relationships, going and spreading the gospel. That has almost stopped with the majority of Americans, so especially those coming into America, because America as a whole has turned into Babylon. We've turned into Las Vegas is no longer contained in Nevada. That mindset is the entire United States now.
I agree with that.
And that's our great downfall.
No, I totally agree with that. I made a fundamental mistake when I had the toss them all movement. Let's get the right people in there. Anybody's better than what we've got, basically random people. There's truth in that. But the reality is, and this was the wisdom of our founding fathers, that there's truth in it does matter who you put in. But every man is sinful. We're born into original sin because of Adam and Eve and their transgressions. And as a result of that, you're going to have people ultimately act in their own selfish best interests or be controlled by other selfish interests. And here's the wisdom of the founding fathers. They separated the branches of government, judicial, executive, legislative. Now they're blurred. And basically the executive branch through executive orders is running the country today, which is totally unconstitutional. But see, the separation of powers and then the 10th Amendment, which makes counties and cities and states essentially autonomous in certain areas from the federal government, okay, that separation of powers vertically and horizontally actually protected America. And basically it was designed as a counterbalance along with the Bill of Rights against someone evil getting into power, because their power would be limited by law. Realizing no leader will be perfect, you're going to get some people trying to do really bad things, but your system will stop them. Unfortunately, Doug, our system's been corrupted. That's what the Constitution is, the most brilliant document ever. And I've only come to realize how good it was in recent years because of the limitation on evil power. But we, the people, have not done our job in stopping it. And you're pointing that out accurately through our apathy. People are choosing enslavement right now. And just amazing to me that we don't see this.
One of the biggest threats that the founders talked about in the summer of 1787 was the threat of foreign influence from outside powers of the United States to influence elections. And that's why they kind of, you know, wrote into it different laws and features that would go about that, that could do away with that. But this is where the thought process of lobbyists is really the deep-seated corruption within the Constitution, within our Congress, is lobbyists, outside foreign interests that now, I mean, look at it like this, man. You can vote for a person for president, and then the Electoral College can say, we think we know better than the American populace who's uneducated. This is actually almost verbatim. And so we will elect, out of we the electors, we will now elect who the president is. And that does not give me a lot of hope, especially with those people that are in that power are now being given millions of dollars by lobbyists, a bunch of different interests, any type of profit or gain or advantage that they could have is being given to them. And this is part of that phrase with the grounds for impeachment and high crimes and misdemeanors actually has to do with stuff like this. But who is actually going to investigate the investigators? Who's going to investigate the lawmakers? Nobody. I mean, shining example, our current DOJ.
Yeah, Merrick Garland, mafioso to the core. He stands there in front of Congress. I'll pass your request for this document you've subpoenaed over to so and so, and we'll get to it maybe someday when. And to me, it's just amazing. He's now in contempt of Congress. I know that Angelina Paulina has said she's introducing legislation to have the sergeant of arms arrest Merrick Garland, hold him till he complies with the subpoenas. It'll be a cold day in hell when that happens. That's not
I
going
want
to
to read
happen.
it. Yeah, I want to read a few things that was actually wrote by Alexander Hamilton. He said that the desire of foreign powers to gain an improper ascendant in our councils was a source of corruption and one of the most deadly adversaries of a Republican government. As often as elections happen, the danger of foreign influence occurs or recurs, right? And that was John Adams who said that. So we what happened was we had these extraordinarily brilliant men write the Constitution, said, listen, if you follow these plans, not perfect, but if you follow these plans, like you can't screw it up. But it's up to you, like Benjamin Franklin said, it's up to you now not to ruin everything. Well, what's the major culprit for ruination? What's the major culprit now? For looking the other way and letting a few things slide, money. Outside foreign interest and money.
The root of all
That's what.
evil is the love of money. You could not be more accurate in this situation. And but you got evil entities running the planet. You've got their minions, human beings like you and me, that are co-opted and bribed and promised great things, kind of like Satan sold these people on the idea you'll rule these kingdoms, like he tried to entice Jesus and failed. These people have bought it hook, line, and sinker. But Doug, one thing, I know we're in a spiritual war. And so people say to me, why should we bother about politics? Why should we bother about current events? Because you have to fight the battle that's in front of you. And we're in that battleground now. I still think we need to be engaged politically, even though I have no faith in the elections whatsoever. I have no faith. They can steal about any election they want, but you got to hope for God's intervention. But you've got to stay active because God's not going to help where you're not committed. He expects you to do your part. There's an old saying, it's not biblical, but it's true. God helps those who help themselves. He's not just going to randomly fix everything if you're not committed to the change. And the change must be preceded by repentance and revival. And we're not seeing that. And now they're trying to take away the Christian religion. When you go to the World Economic Forum, they're having AI rewrite the Bible. The Pope is trying to mix Islam with Christianity, and he called it Chrislam. I mean, this is sick. This is the elimination of Christians. And I'm telling you, people, go see on Rumble my presentation on Greg Stanton's 8 stages of genocide. and look at the eight stages and tell me we're not seeing all of them right now. You say, well, Dave, they're not killing people yet. What did I just tell you about the Lancet study on vaccine deaths? We are suffering in a 3-year decline in lifespan, which is huge for a nation our size, and most of it's related to the vaccine. It's the reason your insurance rates are so high. Why? Because they paid out death benefits up the kazoo, and now they've got to make that money up somewhere, so your home and auto insurance is going through the roof. That's why.
Well, in Jesus's time, he lived in what we would call a culture war. And the representatives of the Jewish government then were greedy. They were full of hypocrisy. And the Romans were oppressing various different groups for various different reasons. And, you know, Jesus kind of said it the way it should have been said. Because even with all these religious and political factions that they had, the Sadducees and Pharisees, we've got Democrats, Republicans, and conservatives and liberals, and zealot groups on either side, one of the number one transactions that ruined everything was money. And so, you know, and taxes. And so think of it like this, you know, the Pharisees say, hey, do we pay taxes? And Jesus asks, whose face is on this coin? Caesar's. Then give Caesar what is Caesar's.
Render
give
unto
God's
Caesar.
What is God's.
Right. Yep.
And I think people overlook that way too much, and they overcomplicate that way too much, and then they don't really listen to what Jesus said. Why do you need to pay your taxes? Well, because think of it like this, Christians, don't pay your taxes and see what eventually happens with the government. They're going to come down on you. Avoid being messed with. Do what the government asks you to do while it's lawful, while it's based in what should be done, because that's your rulers. That's where God appointed them over you, regardless if you like that or not, or voted for it or not. That's what the Bible says. And you will stay out of trouble. It didn't say rise up and you know, go back and do X, Y, and Z. Jesus said, live with the means that you have, be content, don't cause problems, and worship your God, follow your God. We are not to worry about carnal things, votings, and all this other stuff. We're to worry about the spiritual things.
Yeah.
But we get tied up into the two because we live in a material world that is spliced with a spiritual world.
That's right.
And it's hard to differentiate the two, especially when the material world, our rulers of this puppet government, are so evil, so wicked to us, and it seems like there's not much left that we can do. So what I would tell people...
No, I don't agree with that. There's a lot we can do, but it has to be under the guise of the Holy Spirit and God.
Yeah, that's the thing, because if not, they want you to fight them.
Yeah,
they want you to cause problems. That's what they want. Because the more of you cause problems, the more of you go to prison, less of you on the street causing problems. And you may think like, rah, rah, I'll go to prison. Well, that's less time that you get with your family, less time you get protecting your family, less time you get out here doing good for the rest of us, praising God, spreading the gospel, taking care of the community. I've said this before. If the country came in and said, give us your AR-15, only your AR-15 and your high capacity magazines, or we're going to slaughter you and your whole family. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. It's not worth dying over, because I can always go get another one somewhere, or I can always use another weapon. But we are so proud, filled with pride, that no, by God, you'll peel it out of my cold, dead hands. Okay. Father, they peel it out of your cold, dead hands. Now, what about your kids and your wife? What about them? Or was the AR-15 really worth dying over? And that's a tough question for many Christians. It's kind of a tough question for me. But if I had to choose me being with my family or me dying for this stupid gun, I'm going to choose my family. And I think a lot of foolish people who are so sucked into paranoia and they live a fear-based life, that Jesus won't take care of you, God won't see after you, that they fear that if I don't have my gun, then the government's just going to crush me. And, you know, I mean, to die is gain, I guess, but it's a mindset, Dave. You're a psychological guy. There's an absolute war on the mind and on the spirit, and people are afraid. And that's why they act out the way they do. It's why they say the things that they say. Very few people want to have a rational conversation of what happens if they disarm the entire country. Do we rise up? Do we fight back? Do we give in? Because I don't think giving in is the right thing. But at the same time, is everybody being slaughtered worth it? I don't know. It's a good question to have.
At some point in time, do you feel that we're going to be forced into a defense mode and we'll have to pick up arms to defend ourselves?
Yeah, because every nation has gone through that at some point in time. And the nations, especially like, let's say, current 20th century and up, any communist nation or rising new dictatorial tyrannical power that has came, disarmed the public, and then ruled wickedly over them, those people suffered horrifically. Horrifically. And Solzhenitsyn kind of says what I think a lot of times. Well, if we rise up and we defend ourselves, well, at least I died on my feet, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Exactly.
But take into consideration for all you who've never been in war, and now you're on your keyboards and you're standing up and you're yelling on all caps. Remember this: you, the men, may willfully want to go out and die. What about your kids? Because the worst example now is what happens to these people. Once the fathers are all gone, what happens to the women and children? I mean, I got a book right here called The Black Book of Communism that gives you multiple examples of dozens of countries that have suffered this way and the horrific things that happened to the children. So if you're going to do it, like if you were going to rise against a nation that is coming to take over its people, it has to be all the people, all the people. And it has to be full stop. Everything has to be done until you take back the country, which means civil war, because whichever side wins, especially if it's the government side that did it, the tyrannical side, then it's retribution killings and vengeance upon the people, and life is even worse. So, I mean, and that's just historical based knowledge.
But it's not going to end with the people rising up, fighting against the government. China and I believe Russia would insert themselves into this conflict, and probably other actors too.
Yeah. I don't have a good answer for you.
I don't either.
I'll say this. No one has a good answer for you, neither me nor Dave, nor Tucker Carlson, nor anyone else, because you should be secured in your faith with Jesus. And you should be working on that more than anything, because man will fail you, man will turn against you, man will use everything to subjugate man. Turn to Christ. It doesn't mean lay down and be a victim and be whipped and be mutilated and be hauled off into slavery. But at the same time, these things do happen. Be content with Christ the entire time.
I totally agree with you.
That's my best advice.
And avoid the prosperity pastors. They occasionally say things that make sense, but when they tell you man is basically good, that's not biblical doctrine. Man is born evil because we're born into original sin because of Adam and Eve. And folks, be careful out there, because there's a lot of pretenders, both in the alternative media and also in the pulpits of our country. There are pastors that aren't fit to be there and leading anyone. Doug, tell people how to follow you.
Well, I mean, you guys pretty much know American Vindictus Show is on Rumble. It's also on YouTube. For all you who say that you miss me on Rumble, I'm very sorry I don't post that much. I think it's a connection problem, because I have satellite internet here. It takes 2 days to load a 1 hour video. So that's a backup channel. If we disappear from YouTube, you'll find us over on Rumble. We also have Vindictus Solutions channel on Rumble. We have a Patreon. We have like a give, send, go and donation stuff as well. So if you have any questions about what we go over, what we talk about, need prayer, please contact us at AmericanVindictusShow at gmail.com. We also have a website, www.AmericanVindictusShow.com.
For myself, commonsenseshow.tv, thecommonsenseshow.com, where we run most things through that with our podcasts and our articles. And of course, Rumble, the Common Sense Show, one word. On that note, we'll bid you adieu. Keep up the good fight. And there is power and strength by seeking repentance and revival in your own soul. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. On behalf of Doug Thornton of American Vindicta, we'll see you back here again next time.